This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 seconds to go. The Pacers are not going to call a timeout. Halliburton has it with three, driving with two, pulling up, and hitting with 0.3 seconds to go. How many more times can this team do that?
Thursday night thrillers everywhere to start off the Friday edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex. Let's get you to your weekend with some crazy-ass sports to talk about, beginning with Game 1, and the announcer said it on Pacers Radio, Tyrese does it again. Teams were 0-182 in the NBA Finals, entering the scenario of trailing by 9 or more in the final 3 minutes. It's now 1-182.
I was just hoping to get a cover.
You did.
I did. At the end, it was like there was a handful of minutes left. I'm like, all right, you know what? They're teetering. It's like it's 12, it's 9, it's 8, it's 10. It keeps going. Every answer.
The whole game.
Every answer that Indiana had, every response Indiana had, Oklahoma City had an answer for it immediately. And I was like, just get me closer. And then it starts to get to 6. And I'm like, I feel a little bit better. Let's get this clock ticking down, though.
Bobby, what was the stat you had on it just remaining the same lead throughout the entire game, it felt like?
We couldn't shake it from being a 9-to-13 point lead. So from 4:14 left in the second quarter until 9 minutes left in the fourth. So 19 minutes of game time consecutively. It was between a 9 or 13 point game. Every single time they were just matching shots. And anytime somebody had a chance to either cut it closer or get it further apart, somebody would always brick a shot.
How many times now has this guy done this?
He is 13 for 15 this year on tie or go-ahead shots in the final 2 minutes of the game.
It's pretty good.
There's literally nobody like that we've ever seen. Nobody's done this before.
Ever.
Nothing close.
And everyone's going to launch into, is he now a superstar? He doesn't have superstar game, and he's not a superstar talent. His game is making other people better and kind of chiming in here and there when he wants to or can from a scoring standpoint. I bet his under last night because of the numbers we went over yesterday, mm-hmm. and that ended up hitting pretty easily. But in this moment, he channels the Reggie Miller.
Yeah, it's who you want. Because, like all the guys that made big shots for Indiana down the stretch, it wasn't him. I mean, he made a big one.
Yep.
But the amount of threes they were making, other guys, you know, and here comes Halliburton, though, with the game on the line. And, you know, you see Carl.
Go ahead.
You see Carl. He didn't call a timeout. He's like, hey, we're just going to go. We're going to go and put the ball in the hands of our guy.
These two no names they have in Nesmith and Nembhard. Is it Nembhard? These are championship role players. Mm-hmm. Aaron Nesmith at the end, he had like this and-one dribble showcase pulling up for three. He ain't scared. These guys defensively throughout the entire playoffs, they were talking about making life miserable on the Cleveland Cavaliers. We saw it last series against Jalen Brunson. These are championship type role player guys. You got your sneaky double-double from Pascal Siakam. Miles Turner drops in 15-9, and the Pacers make y'all look good in your prediction of it either going seven, of it being a lot closer than myself, Kevin Hagland, and basically the entire NBA world thinks. So does last night, Bobby, change your mind? I keep going back to Oilers Stars game one. Does last night make you feel even better? Or are you saying OKC was the better team throughout and this was a miracle finish?
No, I mean, the Indiana won the way they've continuously won throughout the play. Like, they did this to the Knicks. They've done this to other teams. Like, this is how they play. Like, they'll just kind of hang around, and then when crunch time comes around, they'll turn it on. It hasn't changed anything for me yet because I thought they were going to split, leaving OKC. If they win the next game, then, yeah, we're talking about, all right, this is Indiana series now. But, no, I think that this is kind of the MO for Indiana. So if they're going to win games, they're going to win them looking a lot like this, I think.
They did not play a great game. Like, be fair, but they did not play a great game. They had a great finish. They had a really good fourth quarter. But overall, it was just, you know.
They led for 0.3 seconds. Yeah. 0.3 on the other side, 46 minutes and 26 seconds.
Yeah, and this, you know, this kind of game throws off my pH balance of sports a little bit because it's like, I knew who the better team was last night. It wasn't Indiana. For you know, three quarters at least. And the reality is that this is, and Bobby's right, this had the patience of won all these games in the playoffs. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
I think generally if the stat is you led the game or you turned the ball over 66 times more than the seconds that you led the game, like, usually that's not going to add up to you winning a basketball game.
19 turnovers in the first half. 19 turnovers. They end up with 24 for the game. OKC turned it over six times. Six times for the entire game.
Can't lose that game. They can't lose that game.
How many times has a team lost that game, period? Like, you say you can't lose that game. I don't know if people have lost that game.
Yeah.
You turn the ball over that much. That's the reason why Indiana dominated New York, was Indiana forced turnovers and scored a ton off turnovers. The ESPN had the stat last week. I think it was during the Eastern Conference Finals. It's like Indiana outscored New York by like 100 on points off turnovers in that series.
They're never going to turn the ball over that much again. They're probably never going to force that few of turnovers, and they still want to win it.
In OKC.
Right.
Tyrese, how does this keep happening?
There was never a disbelief as a group, honestly. You know, we never think the game is over, ever. Honestly speaking, ever. Like, that never creeps in. I think we just keep talking as a group is how can we walk this team down. So it's at 12 going into halftime. We talk about if we can win one quarter by six, one quarter by seven, we'll be in a great spot. We got to a six-point game at the end of the third quarter, and Shea hit a three. But we liked where we were. And then they went on a big run to start the fourth. And we just say, okay, it's at 15. Let's get it to 10. Well, we got it to 8. They called timeout. So we just stay with it. So this group never gives up. We never believe that the game is over until it hits zero.
The last team to rally from down 15 in an NBA Finals, Game 1, 2011, Rick Carlisle.
He has the last four in conference final or NBA finals of those 15-point type comebacks.
The last four.
Yeah, he did one this year with the Knicks. And then he did one against OKC in 2011. At least the last four of those.
That's the big difference for me in this series. The X factor in the series that could potentially bail them out. Because talent-wise, Indiana's not on OKC's level. They're just not. Like, you watch that game early and you're like, The start of that game when it got 7-0, like a minute and a half in, it was like, this could get overwhelming really fast. But they chip away. He keeps them steady. He's always got a really strong game plan. Carlisle, to me, is going to be the factor of does Indiana win or not.
Oh, he's getting so praised on social media, rightfully so, that this is, he's the best coach in the last two decades. He's the, which has been out, or just the fact that he is such a stabilizing force, and then the fact that he kept them so poised and did not call the timeout, just a clinic.
Indiana TV, screw this up, Bobby.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNC supply.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local coverage.
Yeah, so Indiana TV, they're going down. They didn't miss the final shot, but they are down to the last minute. And they're bringing the ball up the court, and they just jump to a news tease of coming up on Fort Wayne's top news.
Well,
and it was not even one of these quick promos. It's not like one of these fast little, like, why a, you know, area teacher did blah, 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 news at 10. It wasn't even that. This was a 30-second promo to when they came back to the game. It was 110-109 with the Thunder bringing the ball up. And people in Fort Wayne were furious about this.
As they should be. Yeah. I'm going to honestly need your help. I was not drinking last night. I thought about it multiple times. If Corey Seager got a damn hit, I was going to celebrate with a little drink, with a little pre-made old fashioned. So I am going to need your help. I blacked out. I totally blacked out. I cannot tell you play to play, and I was watching all of it. What the hell happened?
The set by Garcia and the pitch. Bouncing ball right side. Simeon far to his left has it. No one covering first. Coming in to score is Aranda. The throw home. Caminero is safe at home plate. And the Tampa Bay Rays come from behind, score three runs here in the bottom of the ninth, and walk off the Rangers by the final score of 4-3.
Help me. Help me. I totally blacked out.
God hates the Rangers.
Yeah, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with inability to throw strikes? Do you want to start with just a brain fart? I don't even say a brain fart. From Josh Young. I don't even want to call it that. He made a tremendous play at third. That ball took a hop on him.
Yeah.
And he had to backhand it.
The glove, yeah, it was like a behind-the-back pass.
It was behind-the-back backhand. You know how hard that is to do? Yeah. Your hand doesn't bend that way. Your elbow doesn't work like that.
Hard in that moment. That split-second moment. I know Baskin was saying you have to go to first no matter what right there because you're not getting a play at second, but who knows what you're thinking right there in that millisecond.
So, obviously, we were not able to see.
I know what he was thinking. He was like, is there something at second?
Yeah, we were not able to see whether they were holding the runner on at first or not. So, whether they got a big lead or not, right? And Bassick said he had a big lead.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if they were holding him on.
And I wonder how often the other infielders, like the third baseman, is looking at the runner lead in that situation versus thinking the outs, the play to go to, the base, the score versus the lead. I wonder.
Obviously, you're thinking the outs. Where you want to go with the ball? Hard hit ball going here. You know, soft hit ball going there. So like a hard hit ball, theoretically, second base could be an easy play, right? It's a short throw. With the lead, I mean, you know, how far? What are they looking at? And then he hesitated very slow, slightly. He looked at the second, realized the guy was already on the bag. Third or first. I mean, there's a chance. He may not even have gotten him at first anyway, because that guy was you know, booking it down the line. He probably would have, but it would have been, you know, about a step. So you get that play, and now all of a sudden it's 3-2, and then there's a ground ball to the right side, and this is where all hell breaks loose, because you got Josh Smith playing first, and he's playing way off the line, and the ball's hit to his right. And there's a spot where you're like, okay, I'm playing first. Anything hit to my right here, I have to go get, or I'm so far away from the bag, I've got to get back to first. Because if he just got back to first, game's over. Game's over. But he didn't. And then, obviously, it takes the pitcher. Garcia, who's a lefty, falls off the mound the other way. So he falls off to third. So he's already like two steps the wrong way, has to change direction. And where that ball's hit, he may have thought, oh, it's going right to second base. So Josh is going to go cover, and he didn't. And that, and then Simeon did the same thing Kumar Rocker did, which is basically not pay attention to a runner that never stopped at third base.
Yeah, this is about as bad of an ending to a game as you can have.
Crushing.
And as unlikely.
And you get swept.
Yeah, and it sucks that, okay, like, I mean, it feels a lot like...
I'm starting to get mad at them for still being within striking distance at four and a half. I'm starting to get angry. Like, just put them out of the misery and let's not have a buy-sell debate anymore.
I was joking during crosstalk yesterday when I said, the one thing I would like to see is I'd like to see somebody fail to cover first base again and score just to hear how Mike would react to it after Mike was upset. We got the scenario and it wasn't even... I felt bad. It's like once I got the scenario, I mean, obviously it sucked that they lost. But once we got the scenario, I was sitting there and I was going, I just feel bad for Mike. This is the way it sounded when Mike and Dave Raymond called it last night.
Here we go. Bouncer, right side. Simeon is there. Garcia was late covering. And now the winning run to the plate. Oh, no.
Two infield ground balls win the game.
With two out. Rangers gonna challenge.
He was safe.
That's so good. And Mike was just that was devastated, Mike. As we're interpreting Mike, that was Mike just like, what are all hell gonna break loose against us at every turn?
Well, he was dead silent the pitch before. Like, I don't know whether they were setting the scene or he didn't have anything to say or he just wanted Dave to go ahead and set it up, but he was dead quiet like the pitch before, because I was waiting to hear a prediction or this is how you need to pitch to him, this is what you need to throw. But we heard it there at the end as the Rangers, with absolute devastation, back-to-back games that have them get swept in Tampa Bay, and they are now 5.5 back in the American League West, basically tied with the Angels with the armpit, a game and a half up on Seattle. What a night. And Pepe, were you watching the softball again? Has this thing got tight and close?
Dude, the offense finally showed up late in the game. You know, it looked like another pitcher's duel back and forth through, you know, four or five innings, but Texas Tech came through with the bats. Texas made a couple mistakes in the infield, and they barely win. Tech won 4-3. Now we get a game three tonight, baby.
The bats finally came through for Peyton.
They did. The Tech pitcher's a fraud. The Tech pitcher's a fraud.
You don't like her?
Nope, she's a fraud.
Oh, fraud, how?
She was bailed out. She was bailed out at the end of that game last night. She should have blown that one. She should have had the Rangers result. She just got wild in the crunch time. That's not a crunch time performer.
The Aaron Rodgers saga is finally over, or is it just beginning? The Pittsburgh Steelers have a new quarterback around the NFL in the home of the Cowboys next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.